Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Today we're going to talk about another topic that came up recently in the Daf Yomi, and that is the topic of borrowing tefillin from somebody else, but not really the entire topic of borrowing tefillin from somebody else, because borrowing tefillin from somebody else involves several topics. It would involve borrowing without permission, which the Shulchan Aruch assumes that nichalei l'nishlav mitzvah b'mamone, that a person is normally very happy for you to borrow their tefillin without permission, but perhaps that chazakah is not true anymore about tefillin, that people maybe sometimes are a little sensitive about someone else sweating on their tefillin or something like that. So you have to reassess those chazakos. It involves lefty wearing righty tefillin and righty wearing lefty tefillin, Sephardi wearing Ashkenazi tefillin, Ashkenazi wearing Sephardi tefillin, Ksavari, Ksav Beis Yosef, tying in, tying out. Right? It involves all of those issues when it comes to borrowing tefillin, but none of those are what we're going to talk about today. What we're going to talk about today is very often when you borrow someone else's tefillin, your head is not exactly the same size as their head. And if you leave the Shel Rosh sized in exactly the same way, you will not be yotzei the mitzvah of tefillin, because it will not be placed in the proper spot in your head. Now, it's true, makom yesh barosh laniach shei tefillin, you have enough space on your head to put two pairs of tefillin, but very often the knot's not going to be in the right place. It's just not going to work out that a person will be able to fulfill the mitzvah, particularly if the tefillin is too big on him. So the question is there any issue with adjusting the knot, and is there any halachic issue that comes up with being yotzei the mitzvah if you adjust the knot? So let's start with the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Tzadi Zayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara tells us that according to Rabbi Yehuda, new tefillin that had never been tied cannot be brought inside on Shabbos because they're not usable for the mitzvah while they're untied, and you can't tie them on Shabbos. So you can't tie them, but you can't leave them untied and just put them on. So the Gemara asks, why not? Why don't you just tie a bow? So the Gemara answers two answers. Number one, Rav Chista says a bow is pasul for Kesher Shel Tefillin. In order to be able to bring the tefillin in, you need the tefillin to be usable for the mitzvah. With a bow, it's possible for kesher shel tefillin. Abaye says, no, a bow is perfectly kosher for the kesher shel tefillin. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're not even allowed to tie a bow on Shabbos, that it's a violation of the malacha of kosher on Shabbos. So apparently both hold that it's not possible to tie a kesher that would be kosher for tefillin on Shabbos, either because you're not allowed to tie a bow, or because a bow is not good enough. Now, Tosos in Dibra Maschal Abaye quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who derives from this sugya that ain't sarich b'chol yom lahatir kesher tefillin v'lachzor v'likshor b'shar shamanichan, that a person every day does not have to untie and retie the knot in the back of his tefillin shel rosh, dim kein chadasha samay asr ha'chamishum kshira halavi kesher shel kayama, because the Gemara is assuming that you're not allowed to tie the knot in the shel rosh of the tefillin, but if you had to redo it and undo it every day, then it wouldn't be a kesher shel kayama anyway. It wouldn't be a kesher that was meant to last for 24 hours, and if it's not, right, it's 24 hours minus however long it takes to daven shachris, but certainly in the times where people wore tefillin all day, so it was what? You took it, you untied it for a few hours at night to go to sleep, and then you put it on the next morning again. So for 12 hours it was untied. So that's not a kesher shel kayama. Anyhow, it only remained tied for about 12 hours. So that's not a kesher shel kayama at all. So if that were the case, so must be, says Tosfos, that you do not have to retie, untie and retie it every single day. When the Gemara Menachos, Taf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, says tefillin me'emasai mevarich alei, and when do you say a bracha on tefillin shel rosh? Mishas hanocha ad shas kshira. It says you say the bracha up until the time of the kshira. Says Tosfos lav hanu kshira mamish. El kshira doesn't mean hiduk. Kshira doesn't mean actually tying a knot. It just means fastening it to your body, but not really tying a knot. But Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Eliyahu, who disagrees. Rabbeinu Eliyahu says based on that Gemara Menachos, it says ad shas kishur, that you have to actually retie the knot of your tefillin each and every day. The Mordechai in Chulin in the first parak quotes the Rabbeinu Eliyahu, and he says that even though the knot never lasts 24 hours, it's still usher to tie it on Shabbos, meaning what about Rabbeinu Tam's Raya, that what's the problem with tying it on Shabbos if it's not going to last 24 hours anyway? Says Mordechai, because the Torah calls it Ukshartem. And if the Torah says Ukshartem, then that's a kesher, even if it's not going to last for 24 hours. The Torah has given it the chashivus of a kesher. Now come along the poskim and say the following. The Avnei Nezer in Or HaChaim Sim Kuf Pei Gimel Osei says, let's put this all together now. We paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, obviously, right? We don't untie the kesher in our Shel Rosh each and every day, nor in our Shel Yad each and every day. We paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, that the tefillin knot is a kesher Shel Kayama. And apparently, if you're paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, it must be a kesher Shel Kayama in order to fulfill the mitzvah. That you're not yotzi the mitzvah of tefillin, unless it's a kesher Shel Kayama that's supposed to last for 24 hours. Says the Avnei Nezer, so if you borrow tefillin and you change the size on the kesher, you're not going to be able to say the mitzvah, because the owner of the tefillin will change it back less than 24 hours later. And it turns out, says the Avnei Nezer, Nimtza Rishon Navi Shel Kayama V'Layatzi Dei Chavatzov, that the first guy who borrowed the tefillin did not tie a kesher Shel Kayama, he's not Yotzei Es Chiyuv. And the Avnei Nezer concludes, U'mitzvah L'farsei Madavar, that it's a mitzvah to be mefarsei. I was just mekayeming the mitzvah of the Avnei Nezer. It's a mitzvah to publicize this issue. Wow, that's a little bit scary. Similarly, the Tshuvas Marasham, Chelek Vav, he says, I would make it in a way that it's really not easy to adjust. Not to make a knot that you can easily slide it up and down and adjust it. He doesn't say it's absolutely possible, but he says that the very least, you have to squeeze it really tight once you do change it. So if you accept the Avnei Nezer, there are still some limitations to the Avnei Nezer, and then there's a whole group of poskim that reject the Avnei Nezer. So let's start with those who accept the Avnei Nezer, but suggest to limit the ramifications of his unbelievably machmir psak as far as borrowing tefillin. So one of those who the posek who presents limitations on the Avnei Nezer is none other than the Talmud of the Avnei Nezer, Rav Aryeh Tzvi Frumer, the Eretz Tzvi, the Kozhik Lover Gon, and his Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi Chelek Aleph Simen Zayin. He defends the common practice based on another tshuva of the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer in Or HaChaim Sim Kuf Pei Os Yud writes that if you plan on keeping the knot intact for the remainder of the day, even though it's going to be adjusted the next morning, you consider that to be a Kesher Shel Kayama as well, because each day is a new mitzvah of tefillin. So Kesher Shel Kayama doesn't have to be 24 hours Meis La'Eis, it could just go till the next day. The Avnei Nezer's entire objection must have been only in a case where you change it right back after using it on the same day. Furthermore, says the Eretz Tzvi, that he heard from the son of the Avnei Nezer, the Shem Yishmuel, that you could defend the Minhag Olam even according to the Avnei Nezer, because we typically don't untie it. We just adjust it by sliding the Ritzuos up and down. Most of us wouldn't even know how to untie it, or maybe we could figure out how to untie it, but we certainly wouldn't be able to figure out how to retie it if we untied it. So we just try to loosen it and just move things around. If that's the case, as long as you haven't totally untied it, you were never Mevatel, the original Kesher. And then there are many posts who just simply reject the Avnei Nezer. For example, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo Chelek Beis Min Aleph Os Gimel, he writes, "Umasha Olam Ein Nezarim Bazeh V'lo Choshim L'Chidush Shal Avnei Nezer." Why is it that nobody's concerned about this Avnei Nezer? Mishum Diyesh L'Chalik Ben Hecha Shosim Mitchila Kesher Rak L'Zman V'Achar Kach Enu Tzarech Lo D'Mikra Enu Shal Kayama. It's one thing if you make a kesher that's only for a short amount of time, and then there's no use for that kesher anymore. That would be a kesher she'enu shel kayama, and v'ha'inu mashkas v'atosus b'shitz Rabbein Eliyahu shebechol yom yom shor shechol itzat tefillin tzarech latiro ulumachar shuv likshar. And that would certainly fit what Rabbein Eliyahu holds in Tosfos, that if you have to retie and untie the tefillin every day, so then each time you tie it, you know that you're only doing it for a short period of time. The bazen nechshav kesher she'enu shel kayama, aval, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, begavna shakesher nasa liolam. But if the kesher is there forever, all you want to do is adjust it a little bit to change the size of exactly where along the Ritzua the Kesher is going to be. That's entirely different. That is still a Kesher Shel Kayama. Rav Shlomo Zalman goes on to say that the Lashon of Rabbeinu Tam is that Eino Mechuyav La'asos HaKesher B'Kol Yom, which implies that if you redo the knot every day, it would still be kosher. You just don't have to redo the knot every day, like Rabbeinu Eliyosa from Rabbeinu Tam himself, who the Avnei Nezer bases his whole psak on, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, you have a raya against the Avnei Nezer, because the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Tam is that you're not Mechuyav to do this, but the implication is certainly that you are permitted to do so. And then you have the Shita of the Rav Sternbach in Tshuvas HaHanhagos, Chelek Dalet, Simin Yud Gimel. He also rejects the Avnei Nezer. He says, Afilu Neima Ki Yisod Devarav, Deshem Kesher Hainu Liolam. Even if you want to accept the Avnei Nezer, that a Kesher has to be something that has permanence to it. Halo Hacha, Mashil Nasnul Rishos, Lashanos L'Sakein. The guy who's lending you his tefillin obviously wants you to be Yotzei the Mitzvah, because that's why he's lending you his tefillin. He wants you to do whatever you need to do in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. Similar to what we have when you give an esrog to somebody else, where we make an umdana that he wants to give it to you in a way that it will be lachem, so that you'll be able to be yotze the mitzvah of esrog. And by any matana al menas la'achzir, we assume that the nesina is li'olam. It's just that almanas, you have a chiyuv to be machzir later on. So he says Rav Sternbach, what din b'nidon nidan? When he's lending you his tefillin, he wants it to be in a way that you're able to be yotzei the mitzvah. So if the only way to be yotzei the mitzvah is tying a kesher li olam, because that's the only way it's going to work, so then that's what he wants you to be able to do. Eladika tanai. It's just that after tying that kesher li olam, there's a tanai that you have to give it back the way it was when you got it. That you have to undo that kesher. But really, it was meant to be given li'olam, similar to a matana al menas la'achzir. Matana is, it's yours, it's a matana. It's just there's a tanai, externally a tanai, that you have to give it back. So that's what the Rav Sternbach suggests over here also, that since when somebody loans you his tefillin, he wants you to be able to get the mitzvah, you're authorized to make a kesher shel kayama. The fact that you adjust it back before returning it is only to fulfill your requirement of hashava. It is just like giving somebody an esrog that should be his liolam, even though it's technically al menas la'achziro. So to make a long story short, although the Avnei Nezer had it sounds like this astonishing chumrah that one is not allowed to adjust the size, the knot on the tefillin shel rosh when he borrows the tefillin. It seems that the overwhelming practice is not like the Avnei Nezer either, because Eretz Tzvi says the Avnei Nezer himself never really meant to adjust that. There's a problem with adjusting the size. He only meant there's a problem with undoing it, with untying it. Or the way Rav Sternbach suggests that the assumption is that even though technically it has to be a kesher li'olam, maybe it is a kesher li'olam just with an external tanai that it has to be returned back the way it was before. And that's why the common practice is to not be concerned for this chumrah of the Avnei Nezer. Okay, everybody have a great day.